If you think there's nothing on the radio, you're not alone. Welcome to the Barf Bag, cyberbarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life. You're stuck in traffic and you keep punching the radio buttons trying to find something to listen to. The problem is that in the 1990s, during the internet bubble, media companies sold stock like candy to little children. In the process, the radio industry consolidated into a few large nationwide companies who have turned local radio, the independence, the chance, the change, into a homogenized, plain vanilla, prepackaged bunch of crap. It's the public airwaves, but they're not really serving all of the public. They're just serving a smallest advertising base. By owning 7 stations in the same market, these companies try to cross-market and cross-sell 7 different radio formats, and not to offend anyone, it leads to the lack of creativity, the lack of taking chances, and the fear that they'll lose their license in an FCC crackdown. Satellite radio is not the answer. Public radio has always been free, and most people will want it that way. The real solution is to have independent, locally owned stations with local DJs meeting their local constituents. Some creative people have tried to stream their radio shows over the internet only to have those blocked by legal departments and licensing fees. Will the next radio frontier be satellite or through the internet? You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?